HitchCon stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A Wappingers man who allegedly fired a handgun at Red Hook police officers is now awaiting arraignment after being indicted by a grand jury, according to the Dutchess County Assistant District Attorney Keith M. Puttick, 26, charged with two counts of first-degree attempted murder and second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, both felonies, after he allegedly exchanged gunfire with Red Hook police on November 15th. On Friday, he remanded in Dutchess County Jail without bail. Red Hook Town Court, where he's scheduled to be arraigned, was notified of the indictment earlier in the day. The indictment will be handed up in Dutchess County Court next week, and arraignment will be set. Salisbury Central School Board of Education has voted 4-1 approving the plan for a regionalized middle school program for sports. A principal gave results of a student survey she was asked to conduct by parents. 88% of the 53 6th and 7th graders who responded say they were in favor of the program. Most said they saw it helping them prepare for future sports participation and learn different sports. But board member Keith Moon, who cast the one negative vote, said he had spoken with several middle school parents who weren't so positive about the proposal. Many still had questions about possible long bus rides. A story by Ruth Epstein, the Republican American. The application for a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant will be completed by the end of the year in Cornwall, according to the engineer. He assured members of the Wastewater Study Committee last week. He and some other engineers were at the meeting of the group to discuss a proposal that would have a community septic system placed in West Cornwall. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway has been a strong proponent of the idea, noting environmental problems exist with current systems that don't meet code, which could lead to future fines. In Falls Village, First Selectman Henry Todd told the Board of Finance that a request from residents of the Amesville section of Salisbury to use the Falls Village transfer station has been denied. He discussed the matter with Tracy Wilson, the transfer station manager, and they agreed that because of the stringent state regulations regarding recycling and trash collection, opening the facility to others would make it more difficult to keep track of recycling rates. Sheffield Senior Center on Cook Road will present a winter terrarium November 25th at 2 p.m. Barbara Del Molino will provide instruction at this free event, which includes all materials. More information at 413-229-7037. The Sharon Historic District Commission has a meeting coming up, that is today at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. The Zoning Board in Millerton will be holding a meeting for training at 6 p.m. today at the Temporary Village Hall location, 1 John Street, lower level in Millerton. Also coming up today at 7 p.m. in Cornwall, Connecticut, is the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at the Cornwall Library. In Kent, Inland Wetlands Commission has their meeting, which is set for today at 7 p.m. Sheffield, Massachusetts has the Conservation Commission meeting at the Town Hall First Hall Meeting Room tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Millerton, have a Thanksgiving Crafternoon at the Northeast Millerton Library from 4:30 till 6:30. Make a centerpiece for the Thanksgiving table. All ages are welcome. No reservation required. Parent caregiver must attend a program with any child under the age of 10. The library is located at 75 Main Street. Sharon Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting coming up at 5:30 tomorrow at Sharon Town Hall. Salisbury Board of Finance has a meeting tomorrow. That'll be at Town Hall at 5:30. The Sharon United Methodist Church holding their annual Thanksgiving pie sale on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until sold out in front of the Sharon Pharmacy. Prices the same as last year. First come, first gets the best. The movie Toy Story will be shown Wednesday from 2 to 3:45 at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex at 28th Century Boulevard. RSVP by Tuesday by email to kentmcclue@millertonlibrary.org or by contacting the library at 518-789-3340. Each child must be accompanied by a parent or caregiver. The Pilgrim House, North Canaan Congregational Church, holding their Thanksgiving dinner at 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan, Thanksgiving Day from noon till 2 p.m. It's not about money. If you're alone and you don't want to be alone for Thanksgiving, you're invited to come to the Thanksgiving dinner. In Cornwall, Connecticut, coming up on the 29th, 5 p.m., the Christmas tree lighting in Cornwall Bridge, 7 p.m., Town Hall Players Variety Show at Town Hall. Friday, November 29th, there's going to be a huge celebration in Millerton, New York. It is the Festival of Lights that starts at 10 o'clock with a full screening of Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. And then following that, 12 to 2, there'll be horse and carriage rides performed by the Millerton Volunteer Fire Department. That'll be happening at Veterans Park. At 12 to 3, I'll be broadcasting live from J.L. Hendricks, 41 Main Street. From 2 to 4, children can enjoy holiday decoration activities and refreshments at the Northeast Community Center. The Salisbury Christmas Band and Hot Chocolate Society will be at the gazebo from 4 till 5. 5:30, the holiday tree lighting ceremony by the Townscape will take place at the intersection of Main Street and Route 44. The annual parade of lights then will be presented by the Millerton Volunteer Fire Department. And at 7 o'clock, they'll wind up the day's activities at a community holiday party at the Millerton Firehouse. Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store is open, that is right, opening November 30th through December 23rd, 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 4:30, trees, handmade wreaths, and more. The purchases support students of the Housatonic Valley FFA chapter. The Salisbury Artisans Group has their holiday market at the White Hart this coming weekend, benefiting local not-for-profits, November 30th, Saturday, 10 to 5, December 1st, Sunday, 10 to 4, December 7th, Saturday, 10 to 5, and December 8th, Sunday, 10 till 4. More information on Facebook, Salisbury Artisans Group. The Monterey Community Center on Main Road hosting a holiday market on Saturday from 10 till 4 featuring handcrafted items by local artisans. Berkshire Paint and Sip hosting a fundraiser at Mount Everett, Berkshire School Road in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Proceeds will benefit the high school's junior class prom fund. That will be held Saturday from 1 until 3. A $40 donation includes all painting materials, snacks, and non-alcoholic sips. To reserve a spot, BerkshirePaintAndSip.com or 413-205-8346. The annual North Canaan Parade of Lights on Sunday, December 1st. All businesses, organizations, and private citizens are invited to enter vehicles and or floats. The parade starts at 5:30. You should be in line by 5 p.m. Lineup will be on P Street. It will start on P Street, continue down Railroad Street, and then turn into town to continue to Lawrence Field. Children will be able to sit with Santa under the pavilion at Lawrence Field and enjoy cookies and hot cocoa and holiday music. More questions? You can contact Canaan Fire Co. at 1911@sbcglobal.net. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,875.62, the NASDAQ at 8519.88, and the S&P 500 at 3110.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.